Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got the password coming up here in 10 minutes, Kid Nation. Yes, $10,000 still up for grabs with Beat the Bank. Extreme!
Dang it. Missed it that time. Sorry.
Our raps are good, though, at least.
Thank
so there's that. And I say our raps because all I do is whisper extreme, but...
Hey, that's a part of it.
We're a band.
Same effort.
Right now, we do have to get into first world problems, though, Kid Nation.
First world problems.
You're calling, you're texting, you're trying to get on the radio and share your first world problem with us. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-BEAK-IT.
I got a text here from Kara. She says, I went inside the Starbucks because the drive-thru line was too long. Well, now the drive-thru line has me trapped in my parking spot.
Oh, no.
Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You think you got a good parking spot because it's right next to the door.
Uh-huh.
But little did you know that the line's wrapping right around there. And they do not let you out.
No, because somebody else zip in right in front of them.
But just let the person... I feel like they think you're going to cut in front of them, even though you literally just walked out of the Starbucks with a coffee in your hand. It happens at fast food places, too.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time. First world puppy problems from the text. My dog loves to play with tennis balls and squeaky monkey toys, but sometimes he can't decide which one he wants to carry around, so he whines.
Aww. Too many choices. Too many choices.
Too many choices for the pup.
I guess mine would be, I don't have an orange hat, and I try to wear a hat on the weekend that matches the car that I'm driving. I have a couple of old cars.
Yeah.
So I wore my red hat, drove my red car. Red car wasn't driving real well. Took it back home. So get another one. I don't have an orange hat, so I just Ubered.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a first world problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 100%. Because you didn't have a hat that matches.
I didn't have a hat that matched.
So you Ubered.
Just Ubered.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy. Hey, Christine.
Hey.
Back to the puppy problems.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
What's your first world problem?
I have a Great Dane, and every morning I get ready for work, and I go to bring her inside, and I'll be darned if she doesn't slime me across the chest every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys. Slime boob.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
Do you feel like you have to shower afterwards?
Yes, yeah. and the bad part is I've already showered once, and then I feel like I need to shower again.
Well, you showered three times.
Yeah.
You can't go in there with stinky dog boob.
Every time I toy with the idea of getting a bigger dog,
no.
I go to the dog park to play with them, and someone comes along, big old dog, and
slimy.
Just slobbers all over me. Even when I'm in workout clothes, I still feel gross.
Yeah.
And Christine, it grosses you out, and that's your dog, right? It still grosses you
out.
Yes. I carry a tea towel with me all the time. I'm all the time wiping her face. Cause I don't know why she feels the need to just rub her head right across my chest.
Every time. My buddy, Thorgis, he has a big old dog named Jeffrey. That thing shakes his head and slobber flies everywhere. He's not one bit afraid of that slobber. He gets all up in him.
Thorgis?
Shows him up. Yeah, Thorgis.
Because Thorgis is a man.
But that's a yuck.
It's so yuck.
Well, he's a man, though.
I'm like, I'm his buddy. I'm not even going to touch him. I'm like, just stay over there, brother. That's a lot of slobber.
Oh, man.
Those big dogs. Thank you, Christine. Hi, Bridget.
Hey.
Shout out.
Sorry, just super excited. I've tried so many times to get on here. So.
Aww. Thank you, Bridget.
How's your day?
You finally made it. What's your first world problem?
So, our homecoming at our high school only goes for 3 years, and I have time tomorrow to go to the pep rally, so I made all these plans to go, and then they fell through, and so now I'm not able to go to the pep rally because I'm not going by myself. So,
personal
problems.
Aww. Al, go to the pep rally with Bridget.
Is it tomorrow morning?
It's tomorrow at 3.
Ooh. There you go, Al.
Where do you live?
In White Oak, Texas, little small town by Longview.
Perfect. Ooh.
Yeah. And it's well, only 3 years, so it's like a super big tradition.
Yeah. I can FaceTime you.
So if you do want to go, Bridget, Big Al will FaceTime with you, okay?
You at the pep rally.
Life is there, sort of.
Yeah. Sort of like these there.
Just I promise it'll be a big deal. It's loads of fun.
I will FaceTime you. If you hold on to give Alicia your number, we can FaceTime while we're at the pep rally, okay?
Yeah, you can't miss that. It's every 3 years?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. All right, let's go here with Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's going on?
My engagement ring is so big, it tore a hole in my Victoria's Secret tights.
Oh, no. So aggravating.
Wow. How many carats?
I'm not sure, but it's huge.
It's huge. When are you getting married?
We don't have a date set. I have a lot of kids and responsibilities, so...
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
On the big ring and the rich husband.
Get yourself some new tights.
Yeah.
Or leggings. Man, those Victoria's Secret leggings.
You like those?
Oh, yeah.
On point.
Huh? Yeah. I feel too creepy going to Victoria's Secret, though.
Well, every people time. Assume you're buying something for your woman.
I know, but I'm over there looking at panties, and it just looks weird.
Yeah, you are.
You know? It's weird because the best is when you lock eyes with another dude who's holding up some panties and you both go, yep.
Holding them up.
You hold them up just so you know what it looks like in the light?
No. In the light?
What are you
We're going to be looking
just
at
holding them up?
No.
Make sure it's every, yeah.
I just have the sales lady try them on.
Make sure it feels right.
You try these on quickly.
Yeah, you want to make sure they're soft,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
So you're feeling them and stuff.
You spend a little too much time in there. You go.
I'm telling you, I feel like a creep in it because I'm getting.
Just put them on your head. And walk around.
Order online.
Apparently, that's what all men do when they're helping with laundry. They put their wife's panties.
No, that's no. Your husband. That's
no, when I said something about that, you wouldn't believe how many women said my husband is the same thing.
Oh, really?
Really?
My panties on his head.
No, I don't want to put that on my head. Your butt's been on
you
it.
You got to try them out and see how it works.
It's literally been in between your butts.
Exactly. That's what I said every time.
And that's
how you can tell if they're going to fit her or not, depending on how it fits on your head. You should do that when you go shopping at Victoria's Secret. And when they ask you why you do that, you say, because I'm thinking
my wife's butt's the same size as my head.
Yeah. Yeah, but you just put those on.
That's fine. I will wear panties on my head as long as it has not been worn between the butt cheeks.
Can't be certain.
You can't. You wouldn't wear your wife's clean panties on your head.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
you probably have done it before.
For love, I would.
You've done way grosser.
Yeah, right?
What?
You've done way grosser.
I don't know, but you've done way grosser, I'm sure.
You're so weird.
From the text.
Yeah, change the subject.
Yeah, we're going to change it. Speaking of engagement rings, Jasmine wrote us and said, whenever I take a nap on my hands, the diamonds from my ring leave a funny imprint on my face. So my boss can always catch me. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, your ring will give you away. Try to fall asleep at that desk. Ooh, another Jenna on the phone right now. Hold on. Double Jenna on the show right now. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks.
So what's going on with you? What's your first world problem?
Well, Kelly, my husband put my panties on his head, too. I have several pictures that he sent to me.
I'm missing out on this whole thing.
So the other day I was cooking, and I forgot to put gloves on when I went to take the pan out of the oven.
Oh, honey. Oh, ow.
I know. It's not too bad. It just, like, melted my fingerprints a little bit. So when I tried to open my iPhone, it won't recognize my thumbprint because it's gone.
Oh, my gosh. You melted your fingerprint off.
Oh, my
gosh.
But good advice for criminals.
Yeah, right? I'm going to start over.
So if you want to start over. Jenna just found something for you.
Are you okay?
Everything good, though?
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, it really wasn't bad. It just, like, melted my fingerprint.
Wow, that's crazy.
What were you cooking?
Dinner.
Good answer.
But that changes the whole story. tasty meatloaf.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
You know? Was the food worth it? Yeah, of course.
Yes, it was.
There you go. Thank you for your call, Jenna.
Man.
Dinner.
That was hot.
That was a hot one.
Literally.
Literally hot. From the text as well, I still have an iPhone 6 Plus because I don't want to lose the audio jack. Yeah. That's a big problem a lot of people are having with the new phones.
I know. I hate stuff that have holes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I hate that. That's why.
You can only go well, actually, that's not true.
Like, oh, you can only. With, I didn't know that. You can only
you know,
go with
wireless. No, yeah. They've made new headphones, of course, right? That fit the charger. And so instead of a round Gotcha. You know what I mean? It's the same shape as what charges your phone.
Find another way to get $29.95 out of it.
Man.
Yeah, right.
It's very frustrating, but we're like, you're slaves to it. I mean, you have to do it.
Yep.
We'll take one more here before we give you your password for Beat the Bank Extreme.
All right.
Kelly, you can shout out with Karen right here.
I can.
Of course. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I just want to first say I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys since 1995.
Thank you. That's about the time Al joined the show.
What's your first one?
Oh, my God. I just love you guys, and I miss Kid. Thank you.
Us, too.
He's with us in spirit. You know he is.
Yes.
And what's your first world problem, Karen?
Well, today is National Taco Day.
Yeah.
My favorite food in the whole world.
Shout out. Yep.
And tomorrow is my clear liquid diet. I have a colonoscopy scheduled for tomorrow, so I don't get to eat.
Oh.
I am so sad. Hashtag first world problem.
Dang it.
I know.
Did you screw up yours, Kelly? Did you have to...
I screwed it up. We rescheduled.
Yeah, because you ate.
Because I ate a side salad.
Oh, really? Oh, no vegetables.
They told me no vegetables for a week. And then I talked to other people. And they're like, my doctor didn't say that. My doctor said that. I was like, mine did. And I had a side salad.
Karen, just go ahead and eat those tacos and reschedule like Kelly did.
I've already fasted for one day. I can't screw this up. I'm already scheduled, and I just want it done and over with.
I feel you.
You celebrate with a taco buffet the next day.
There you go, girl. All right. Yeah, celebrate one day late. It's all good. Good luck with that, Karen, too. Thank you for your call and listening. And let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Let's get to that password, Kid Nation. We appreciate all your first world problems calls, by the way. We really love it. But we do need to hook you up with this because we want to hook you up with $10,000. That's what we want to do.
Yep.
The password you need to enter one of our vaults remaining is watermelon. Watermelon is your password. So remember that because Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, here we go. Round one. Out of the two rounds we play of Beat the Bank
Extreme. I'll try to be there for you.
Thanks,
me too,
Kelly.
Me too.
Okay.
You do have the vault password. Now you just have to call us and get in to play. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a number, Jenna.
Oh, let's do 21.
Call number 21.
Booyah.
You get to play Beat the Bank Extreme. And I got a text here. And it's going to change the tone of the show a little bit because it's for you, Kelly. Kelly. My family and I are praying for the people of Florence, South Carolina, and the families of the officers who were wounded, and for the one that was killed in their standoff yesterday.
Awful.
Do you or your family back in Florence know any of the law enforcement officers involved?
I personally didn't, but I actually, when I lived in Florence, I dated a police officer very briefly, and he worked with this man.
Really?
So, yeah. So I just know him by association, but it's just awful.
His name was Terrence Caraway.
Terrence Caraway.
52 years old, a 30-year veteran. Just recently celebrated 30 years.
30-year veteran of the force.
It's awful. It's just, you know, they were trying to serve a warrant, and this man opened fire.
It was at an upscale neighborhood, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was...
What I have here is
two hours near
standoff in an upscale residential neighborhood in Florence, South Carolina. Investigators from the sheriff's office attempted to serve a warrant, like Kelly said, not far from areas devastated by flooding from Hurricane Florence last month. And that's when the suspect began shooting.
Yeah, so they had members of the sheriff's department and the police force responded. So it was a... officers from both the sheriff's and the police department that were wounded.
And he took
and
kids
a police
hostage
officer
too.
Who died.
He had kids hostage.
Yes. It was just an awful situation. It just broke my heart. And a lot of my phone started blowing up. And they were like, what's happening in Florence? I don't know what you're talking about because I was in my car running errands. And I came home and turned on the TV. And I called my friend Tommy Jean, my best friend Tommy Jean. And she, same thing. She's at home. She didn't have the TV on. She didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And then while I'm talking to her, her phone starts blowing up. And it was just,
Seven law enforcement officers were shot.
Yep.
One lost his life.
Yeah.
It's
just awful. It's just this world. It's just every day. It's hard. I just don't turn on the news sometimes. It's just so sad.
It puts you in a funk if you watch the news.
It does.
And then you're like, well, you want to be informed of what's going on because you don't want to sound ignorant when you, I didn't know that was happening. I didn't know this was happening. But this is what you have to deal with. It's awful. It's awful.
The suspect did surrender after talking with a negotiator. And, man, that is a tough job to do. You're negotiating with this jerk who just shot one of your people.
Shot
not just one, but seven of them.
Yeah.
And one of them lost his life. And you have to still try to be kind.
Yeah.
It's a psychological game at that point. It's just awful, the whole thing. I'm just so sad. And, you know, Florence isn't a big town.
Yeah.
When I lived there, we actually had an officer killed. And it's just like, when it happens in a small town, it's like, this stuff doesn't happen here.
Right.
It doesn't happen here, and now it's happening everywhere. Nobody's immune to it.
And you know, at least the degrees of separation in a small town are...
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows everybody. Yeah, that's why you go to a small town, you know?
That's the best part about it.
The big city where you don't have to deal... In theory, you don't have to deal with stuff like
that. And y'all went to Florence with me.
Beautiful.
Remember,
we went...
And aren't they? Everybody's just so nice, and it's just, you know... I'm just so sad.
Yeah.
So I love you, Florence, and everybody here on the Democratic
Show
does,
too. Yeah, we do. We love
you,
and we're thinking about you, and we'll keep you guys in our prayers.
Yeah. And our thoughts are and prayers are with the families of the officers involved and the one that lost his life, Mr. Terrence Caraway.
And, you know, all the officers, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that responded, the negotiator, the fire department, everybody, the first responders that just showed up and helped
police
out with
officers,
this.
I think about this every once in a while. Like, they have to go to work. We get ready to go to work. We got a microphone. We put on our clothes. They put on a gun. To go to work.
And a bulletproof vest.
You know, and that's something to think about. So we really, really appreciate what you guys do.
Every time they kiss their wife or their kids or their mom when they leave the house, it could be the last time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I dated a police officer briefly, and I said that was one of the things holding me back. It's like, I'd be so scared. He said, nobody's guaranteed. We drive that's to true. Work at the radio station. We're not guaranteed to make it to work
that's
alive.
True.
We could be in a tragic accident. So, you know, I get that there's that added level, but that was what they... Because they can't look at it that way.
They can't.
They can't.
You can't go in afraid.
Yeah, they can't.
They run, too. I've seen some of those videos from Las Vegas a year ago. And when everybody was running away, you would see one or two officers running toward the danger.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And it's like...
Right?
Man.
You always see that, too. You could tell who the soldiers are in those situations, too. Because if you see civilians running towards it, a lot of the times, it turns out they're soldiers.
Yeah.
And they're trained to do that. Or they're off-duty police officers. But
brave.
Very sad brave. Day, man.
So much sadness. But let's get back to some nonsense.
Yeah, let's try to make your day a little bit brighter here. Hopefully $10,000 brighter.
Yeah, to brighten up some days.
Yes.
Beat the bang.
Extreme.
Beat the bang.
Mary.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Mary. What's up, baby?
How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm driving to work.
What do you do? What do you do for work, Mary?
I teach middle school choir.
Right.
Oh, nice. What are we singing today?
Well, we're working on our holiday music, so we'll be doing a little bit of that later today.
Holiday music.
Can't call it Christmas music.
I hope we're singing
holidays.
A happy song at the end of this phone call.
I hope so, too. We would love that. Are you guys going to do any Halloween songs for Jenna?
Well, I can think up a few, and we'll send her a little link.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I would love it. Yeah, do a Halloween song for me. I'll post it.
And one for you is...
Awesome.
We wish you a merry 10,000. We wish you a merry 10,000.
We hope.
Yes, definitely. Oh my gosh, I'm like freaking out, y'all.
As a choir teacher, I'm sure you've heard the Don Cheadles perform before. How do you feel about our band?
I absolutely love you guys. I'm like your number one fangirl. You just don't even know.
Mary.
Even choir teachers love the Don Cheadles.
The Don Cheadles rock.
I know.
Voted number one by choir teachers.
This doesn't affect your chances of winning $10,000. You don't have to suck
that.
Okay.
I still love my Don Cheadles and Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
I can tell you're an awesome teacher already just because your energy's up there.
Yeah.
Mary.
Well, thank you.
Which vault did you decide to go with?
I chose 27.
Vault number 27.
I like that number.
That's a good number.
Yep. Feels good, huh? Feels good.
All right.
27. Let's step up to that vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Watermelon.
Yum.
Yummy.
What a yummy password. And hopefully it's a yummy vault for you. $10,000 vault, hopefully. Here's how the game works, Mary. You're going to go in there with our banker who's going to give you dollar amounts. Those are increased the longer you stay in there. It all depends on how gutsy you're feeling this morning. When you feel he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn, you make sure you yell stop or sing stop for us. And that's how much money you will pull out of that vault. Now, if you hear 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, or 10,000. Basically, if you hear a number followed by 1,000, that is the last number in the vault. You should yell stop, because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing. Deal?
Deal.
Deal.
Got it.
Feel good. Feel good. All right, Mary, let's do this. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Extreme.
So true.
60. 80. 170, 240, 320, 460, 480, 530, 570, 620, 700. 770. 830.
Oh, I felt you. I felt you.
Oh, my gosh. I almost said
that. I know. We know you did.
Oh,
we know you did.
Oh, Mary.
It's tough. It's such a tough spot.
You just brought JC to his knees.
I know. I wanted you to win. I like you. I like your attitude.
No, we're sorry.
Oh, Mary.
You went for it.
At least you get to hear some music today, you know?
Some holiday tunes. I get to listen to you guys. I actually got on the show, so you know what? My day is made. It doesn't matter.
That's the attitude.
10 grand roasting. No, never mind. It wasn't good.
Mary, what
Thank
do you,
you're so nice.
Mary, what do you tell the kids who have horrible voices but really have a passion for singing?
Oh, yeah.
I tell them to do their best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. And as long as they're doing their absolute best, that's all that matters.
That's sweet.
Yeah, you can blend them in with the rest, right?
I tell them to sing softly sometimes. Like, you know, it is what it is.
Do you still tell them to mouth the word watermelon if they don't know the words to a song? Have y'all ever heard that? Like, if you're singing in a group?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah. I heard peas and carrots, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Peas and carrots and watermelon are the top two.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh. See, learn something new right now if you didn't know.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I was good when I was little, Mary. I promise.
She was in the boys' choir.
I was in the
Cincinnati
boys' choir. I was in three operas.
Three of them.
Papa!
Nice. One.
I was in three operas. Yeah, and then my voice changed.
Like the other, boys.
Yeah. I was so good when I was little. I was like a little high-pitched boy.
Oh, my goodness.
A good high-pitched boy.
I was.
All right, Mary. Well, you have a wonderful day at school today. Thank you for playing Beat the Bank, and we wish you the best of luck in trying to get in soon again, okay?
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. Ah, there she goes. Man. Off to teach the future of America to how to sing. And if you want to play Beat the Bank, we got another password headed your way in about 35 minutes. Again, we didn't get that $10,000. We want that.
We want that for you.
And coming up next, I had a dream about a cast member.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. A good one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
A sexy one?
Kelly Raspberry, you were in that dream.
Yay. What? Well, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it a good one?
I don't know. I'll tell you next.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know, breaking news in Big Al and Jenna's date.
What do you mean? He was talking all there in the back office about how he's bringing a date tonight.
Big Al and Jenna going on a date tonight.
I thought I was his date.
They're get on the kiss cam, they're going to make out, and Jenna just dropped the bomb on Big Al.
Yeah, she said, I'm leaving you.
Wow. You didn't even give my dude a chance to wow you.
I'm leaving you for something better.
Oh, okay. So we're going to the hockey game.
Uh-huh. We're going. He hasn't even offered to pick me up. He hasn't offered to give me a ride. I'm going to be driving myself, so it's not a date. He keeps talking about how he's bringing a date.
Someone else
just asked me to sit at the glass, so I'm leaving Al for better seats.
Wow. Well, you're definitely not getting a kiss. So there.
Well, she's going to be kissing somebody next to the
glass. You know what? This is the lesson, though.
Guys
can't make their mind up, you know, about you. What do you mean? You've been talking about bringing another date.
We're going.
You've been talking all morning about bringing another date. And I don't want to be a second option for
we're
you.
We're not in a monogamous relationship, Joe.
This is a good
You're right.
I like this.
So, you know, but I can still set my standards for what I want.
Have you ever, JC, in your player days?
I couldn't have one.
You're going to bring two girls to a hockey game?
I go ahead, though. I like
to
pretend.
Guys that have done this.
Okay.
That have been at an event and had two women there. And they're trying to jockey between the two. Like,
that happen a lot.
Exactly. A lot, but
sure. And I'm removing myself.
JC says this happens a lot.
Guys always double book.
Yeah, you double book.
That cannot be that prevalent.
It starts in high school. We accidentally double book.
Kelly, what we do is we don't have a date. We're sitting here without a date. We'll get to JC's dream in a minute. We're sitting here. We're trying to find a date, and so we start sending out the text message.
Why don't you send that one and wait for that person to respond? Give them a decent amount of time.
And then when they don't, you go alone
because y'all are slow to respond.
Because we're not interested.
Maybe you're trying to find out if this other date, whatever the reason is.
You're telling me girls are slow to respond?
Yeah.
You are kidding me right now. You know what girls are doing? They are sitting by their phone waiting. Is he going to text me?
Yeah.
And then when he texts, she's like, okay, if I answer right now, it's going to I'm really crazy. I've been sitting here waiting for the phone ring. So I'm going to wait 3 minutes. I can't wait 3 minutes. I'm going to wait 2 minutes. Oh, I got to take him out. That's the way girls are. They're not slow to respond.
That 3 minutes may have cost you a date.
Fine.
So
you were waiting for Big Al to say he was going to pick you up.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to go.
She wants you to be chivalrous.
I'll hang out with you for a bit, and then I'm going to leave you for something better.
All right, that's fine.
But since you're bringing a date, I thought you'd be fine with that.
Well, he said he might.
Yeah.
She was not quick to respond, obviously.
How many people have you texted so far?
No, Kelly.
Be honest.
I'm working right now. I don't have time.
Probably would talk to me too much during the game too, because I'm a real sports fan. Like, I like to sit down there. Like, I want to feel the sweat and the ice on my face.
Al wants to visit.
Al wants to hang.
Yeah.
Al wants to hang out and socialize. I want to get down there and, like, beat on the glass.
We're in a suite.
You will be.
That's for socializing.
I will be for a bit.
Suites are for socializing.
That's what they're for. Mm-hmm. Business transactions and all that stuff happens.
I'll hang with you for a bit, and then you can hang out with your date.
All right, I want to hear about this JC dream.
So I had I normally don't have dreams about you guys.
Okay.
I don't. I never do. But this time...
When you do, it's a good one?
I had a dream about the raspberry.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
I've seeped into your subconscious.
Now, Jenna, I know you're the one that studies dreams,
yes.
So you might be able to help me out with this, but for some reason, Kelly and I were doing a show together.
Yeah.
And we're whoa.
Yeah.
Where's the rest?
You guys are on a date or something. I don't know.
You weren't there, Al.
I can't explain to you why this happened in my dream, but it was just Kelly and I were doing a show together.
Yeah.
And I remember Trey was in his little office. And
Trey, you still have a job.
Yeah, Trey was he was in my dream.
So me and Jenna are the only ones unemployed.
And Cheddar was in there as well.
We brought Robert along.
Hey.
Okay.
So it was just me and Kelly, Cheddar, and Trey.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly would not stop cursing on the radio.
It's our new bit.
She would not stop.
That's why we're a hit.
She was dropping S-bombs.
Really?
She dropped an F-1, too.
Whoa!
On the radio.
Towards you?
Yeah.
I bet Mr. Raspberry didn't
approve. She was just talking to me, but just blankety-blanking all over the place.
I wasn't cursing at you. I was just cursing to you, like just a natural. I was mad at you.
And I woke up with such anxiety because I thought we were going to end up jobless.
Yeah, we're going to get fined.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't there on the air with you guys then.
But it was
out of gone.
To hear someone swear in your dream indicates you have overlooked an urgent matter or situation.
With that person?
You weren't swearing, right?
No, it was Kelly.
Yeah, because to dream that you're swearing suggests you need to stop allowing others to harass you.
Right.
But to hear someone else swear, you've overlooked an urgent matter or situation.
Ice cream, sweets.
I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility.
So now we have to figure out what urgent matter have you overlooked?
It's referring to your inner fears.
Me getting fired.
Oh, I forgot to pay my car.
Did you forget your car payment?
Yeah. Nah.
You don't know?
I think I might have forgotten.
That you've overlooked.
But that's not very urgent. I mean, I could get that done. Maybe a little fine.
Well, we'll have to delve into that.
Well, Al was saying he had a dream, too, last night.
What was your dream?
Didn't involve you at all, Kelly.
I want it always to be about me.
I know you do.
But it was really, really weird.
You had your moment with Al already.
It was really, really weird. I had odd sleep patterns last night, and at about 2 o'clock a.m., I'm sleeping. I know that because I looked at the clock at 1:44.
2 o'clock a.m.
I'm sleeping, and I have a dream about... four people that live in my house that I didn't know lived there. So So I have additional bedroom, and they all were in there. Like, they come out and live in my house when I'm not there.
Right.
And so...
Were you holding them captive?
No. Oh,
okay.
I had no idea they were there.
They want to be there.
But this is the trip part. So when I found out they were there, and I made them leave, they had a key.
Oh.
They had made a key to my house. So I make them leave, and then, Jenna, check this out. I'm still dreaming, but I woke up in my dream.
Yes.
So,
right. This is Inception. You remember that movie that you didn't understand?
Yes.
A dream within a dream.
I woke up and I said to myself, huh, I can't tell the morning show about this dream, about this thing, because it's not real. It was a dream. But I'm still sleeping.
And here you are telling us.
I'm still sleeping, thinking about waking up in my dream.
What if you're still sleeping right now?
It's like when you're dreaming that you're sitting on the toilet, but you're not actually sitting on the toilet and you pee.
Oh, boy.
Just me.
Not that that happened.
I had a very vivid dream once when I was like 15.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, I was in a football stadium and I went to the bathroom and I sat down and I was on my phone and I peed and I woke up and I'd actually peed.
I've had a dream where I've told myself to wake up because you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm like, you need to get up now because I've told myself
in
a dream.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never actually gone through with
weird.
It in the bed.
No. You had the Inception dream.
Yes. It was a trip, man.
Is there any meaning behind Inception dreams?
Dreams
inside within
of
a dream. Oh, okay, I was still dreams on profanity dream meaning. I was going deep on the profanity dream
so
about...
Basically, I got to figure out what I missed.
Yes.
Something urgent.
Something urgent in my life that I missed. What if I go to the doctor? I need to go to the doctor or something.
Mm.
Having a dream within a dream is an interesting way for your subconscious mind to relay certain information to you. So what exactly did you learn from the dream when you were dreaming?
I think
there's four people living in my house.
No, maybe it means you need companionship.
Yeah.
You need companionship.
This is what's going on with
us.
He is burying his real emotions so deep that he's not handling them, that they are constantly coming out in your subconscious. Now to a point that you've buried them another level, that you're dreaming about the things that you've buried.
It's a dream. I was like... Whoa. This is the weirdest dream, like a dream
within
a dream.
Your inner mind is trying to show you something important. It's begging to get out of that cage you have it in, Al.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, got to
I think that's what it means. Because you want to be surrounded by people and happy. And they were happy people, right?
Yeah,
I'm in a cage.
You need companionship in your big empty house.
Were the girls hot?
It was one girl and three guys. And I think she was hot.
Yeah.
She was a black girl. She was a blonde black girl, which is kind of odd.
This is called awakening.
But,
a false awakening is what you had.
False awakening.
Mm-hmm. Because you woke up, but you were still sleeping.
Right, yes.
Right. It's a false awakening.
Oh, Kid Nation's trying to help on the text. JC, I bet, because yesterday Kelly mentioned at the end of the extra. Oh, by the way, we do have extras. Go check them out. We do them after the show.
Yeah.
That boss man, George, couldn't leave the room without saying a curse word or something. Maybe it gave you anxiety. The curse word was caught on the mic.
Possibly.
But it
could be that simple and not that deep, you know?
I like the deepness.
I know, deep is more fun.
Yeah, I want to know.
If the profanity was used by a woman in your dream, you're being warned about a casual love affair that could develop into a serious embarrassment.
That's
unless
me.
You are extremely tactful.
With me and Kelly?
Yes, I was the woman cussing, so you're having a love affair. You're cheating on Kenzie.
No,
what?
With Kelly.
Nope. That's impossible.
I love this analysis.
Wow.
I'm going to delve in a little more because you have to read all the various definitions because it depends on if you're religious and spiritual. There's different definitions.
Okay. So I either have something I missed or I'm having an affair.
Yes.
I got it.
I vote affair.
Bet you missed the affair.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Is it an unhappy time in your life?
Man, I'm sorry.
It says it could be an unhappy time. You could be stressed about getting laid off.
Ooh.
I haven't been thinking about
that,
but now I am.
You need to be true and honest to yourself.
Okay. Now I feel
it says you might
more
need
anxiety.
To say more no and put your foot down.
Okay.
Don't be putting it down with me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So yesterday we all received a text message from the President of the United States of America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was a presidential alert, so it wasn't really him, but they're testing out. FEMA was testing it out just to see if something goes down. will this reach the entire nation?
Because they did it on the cell phones, and they did it on the radio and TV. So yeah. It's all like an emergency alert test system.
Exactly. And from what I heard, it was hilarious at all the schools where they have the kids keep their phones in the lockers.
Yeah.
That was a pretty funny scene.
Yeah.
If you were in an Apple store, it was really great.
Yeah.
A lot of mayhem going on. Or any Sprint, Verizon, any of those phone stores.
We were at a restaurant, and everybody's phone went off at the same time. But I knew it was coming, so it didn't scare me.
Yeah.
So it was kind of interesting, though.
Because I was in the nail salon, and so, but I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, what would we do?
One day, it's not going to be a test.
I know, but it's American Horror Story Apocalypse.
Yes.
This is what happens. People are doing their day-to-day life, and they get that alert, and everyone's like, the world's ending in 5 minutes.
I mean, you
so
never
what
know.
The world's ending in 5 minutes.
What do you do?
I replied, and I didn't hear anything back.
Oh, really?
You ghosted? I was really disappointed.
Seek shelter? Where? Yeah. Like, I'm in a nail salon.
It depends on what the alert is
exactly.
about.
But if it was an asteroid's going to hit the United States.
Yeah.
No, you have 10 minutes. Okay.
I'm getting under my bed.
What am I doing? Yeah. I was playing Fortnite. And
I can't.
You mad because it interrupted your concentration?
Because I was able to throw my phone
world
under the
already
under the,
ended
under the pillow. But my partner that was playing his was going off, and I couldn't hear the guy's footsteps, and I got taken out because of the so it caused some turmoil in my life.
I'm trying to think if I know anybody with a bomb shelter.
I'm thinking about getting one just in case. Because now that we have this cool thing that we can know, everybody's going to be alerted.
Storm shelters.
Storm
they sell
shelter.
Those at the Home Goods store. But it's like, I look at those things, I'm like, all six of us are supposed to get in there?
Yeah,
you got to put your in there.
Maybe I'm crazy, when I watch these end of world things, I don't want to be the only person alive.
Well, it's
if everyone I know passes away, I'm not a survivor. I don't want to live.
But if enough people do it, there's a good group of you that can start over.
Yeah.
People would drive me crazy in a small enclosed space. I'd rather die.
Like Last Man on Earth, they touched on this. Did you ever watch that show?
No, but I mean, I watched Will Smith and I Am Legend, and that was terribly tragic.
It was.
Why is he trying to save humanity? His family's gone.
I would want to try to restart the human race if I was left over.
Of course you would, because you have an ego.
Slim.
Some people have a built-in survival instinct, and some people have a give-up instinct. I guess you don't know until you're faced with it what you'd do.
Look, after that dog moment, he still wanted to live.
Your mating partner's Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens, but hey.
You have to go
none.
For it.
You got to go for it, dude.
You know
you're not going to get turned down.
Nah.
Hey, look, I'm the only one here.
Hell knows that's when he'll get lucky.
I'm the only one here, man.
Can you imagine if you met the one girl that you were into and she said you wouldn't have a chance with me if you were the last man on earth?
Guess what?
And it actually happened.
Am.
Do you think she'd go for it?
No, probably still
wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But the host of the talk, they tried to do a little countdown for the presidential alert on live TV yesterday.
What happened?
Well, of course, as it always does on live TV, it didn't go as planned.
Yeah, because it was a few minutes late going on.
Yeah, but the crowd was weirdly into it.
3, 2, 1. The government's late, guys.
Yeah,
government's late.
It's like when you're waiting for your tax refund.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not working.
Wait.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, is it coming?
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. You got it? Some people know.
Mine is not going up.
Watch that show.
Oh my god. It is the end of the world.
Wow, that was everybody got it at different times. It was sent out, but your phone receives it depending on your tower.
You might be in a bad area.
I guess nobody at their show knew that, because I got mine, and then about 5 minutes later my other dude got it.
Yeah, my mom and I were together, and we got it pretty much the same time, I think.
Can I opt out?
No.
I don't think so.
Not of that one.
I'd like to opt out.
You cannot opt out of that one.
I'd like to unsubscribe.
You need to know if the world is ending.
No.
Press 9.
No, I'm good. I don't want to know. I just want to go poof.
I think the only... you cannot block the government on your phone. You cannot block the government. But you can block dudes that you have dated in the past. And I think, Jenna, you had a run-in yesterday.
I had a run-in. Every now and then this happens. I've dated.
Uh-huh.
In my time here.
Not right now, though. Jenna's retired.
I'm retired for 2018.
Yeah.
Yes, I've retired for the year. But yeah, kind of one of those things that, you know, you just forget about people. Someone that isn't even on your radar anymore. Not a heavy relationship by any means. Just someone I went on a few dates with, but it ended very badly because I had found out he was just using me to make a girl jealous. That sort of thing. And then I was like, jerk. Uh-huh. Haven't thought about him until you run into him in a restaurant. I'm sitting at this nice restaurant last night. He just happens to sit very closely. So I'm kind of like,
oh. Great. Were you with a guy?
No, Jenna retired, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I actually was, but it wasn't a date. It was a business meeting.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay. But he didn't know that.
he did know that. Oh. We worked together.
Oh. Well, I'm saying you're
the other guy.
Oh, the other guy. Yeah. Well, I don't, who cares? So, so of course, as I'm like about to leave, I get a, hey! So I didn't know what to do. You're in a booth with other friends, so I kind of put my knee down and sit down because, I mean, I don't really care anymore, so I thought I'd be nice. He just immediately went into this apology about how he treated me in front of other people, like, wow. I just want you to know, it's really bothered me how things ended between you and I. Oh. And I'm kind of like, thanks. I took a sip of someone's wine. Thanks. I didn't know.
Oh, sorry. Is this your sorry?
Thanks. It's nice to get an apology from someone, but I hadn't even really thought about this person in a long time. He's like, how have you been? I'm like, good. I mean, I don't have a kid. Because he had a kid, like, shortly after he broke up with me.
Yeah.
Or he hooked up with someone else and got him pregnant.
And so
I'm just airing it all. Yeah, that's what happened when we had gone out on a date.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, things are good, and just went into this whole apology, but I don't care anymore. I don't even know how to handle it, because I'm like, it's fine. I'm not mad, even though now that you bring it up, it was pretty crummy what happened. But I'm not mad, but I don't care. I just don't want you to think I'm a bad guy. I don't want you to think I'm bad.
Well, you are, right?
What?
Well, maybe you are, right?
No,
you
but
are
I'm a bad also guy. Like, why don't the apologies come from the people that you care that did you wrong? Not these moments.
They probably will in about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, because this guy didn't apologize until he saw you.
Right. So it's convenient.
It was convenient to him.
He could have ignored her and acted like she wasn't in the room.
Yeah,
could have done that.
Preferable.
You know? This was what you would have.
Yeah. But you know what? I got a fine glass of wine and a bite of chocolate cake out of it.
And an apology.
What was he doing wrong? He was trying to use you for what?
I think he was using me to make someone mad. I said it, too. I said that. Because I'm pretty direct, obviously, in situations like this.
Did he admit it?
He was like, because one of the friends said something like, you should take her out. And I just kind of laughed. Like, I was like, been there. And they were like, you did her wrong? I was like, uh-huh. He did. He's like, yeah, I did.
But
really.
You've grown since then?
He's grown since then?
Maybe in 2019?
No.
She ain't about that stepmama life.
No, yeah.
yeah.
Jenna wants to start fresh at first.
I don't want to deal with that kid.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like the idea of going back to the well.
Especially with the guy that used you to make another girl jealous.
It's hard.
Who he then got pregnant.
He was being really nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was being really nice. He was just like, I'm really sorry. I've always just thought the world of you. Like, yeah, I'm sure you have.
Oh, it sounds to me like he's definitely trying to get back in.
Maybe.
Oh, 100%.
Nah.
I've always thought the world of
much. You thought the world of me, but you didn't apologize until you saw me today. Okay. Uh-huh.
I looked back around with Bartendica the second time, and it worked out okay for a minute. And Rapetica.
Well, her name was Rapetica because,
yeah. And that was a girl I met, and I wasn't sure who to hit on, her or her mom, because they were both, you're like from Trinidad or somewhere. Like
Rapetica?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And they both were very, very hot.
So you want to repeat
it?
Because she was younger.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Al
like
still discriminates. Doesn't matter if they're hot or not. How old are you?
Oh, yeah. They're but yeah, the loop back around, I'm not a big fan of it, but I've done it a couple.
We've all done it. I mean, I did it on and off with the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
one that we don't speak of anymore. I've done it, but not with something that was so pointless anyway. You know, just a couple of dates. I'm not going back.
What if Dewan looped back around?
Has he tried to do the loop around?
You know what's interesting is he watches all my stuff online, but he hasn't said anything. He knows that I knew what he did.
If you missed it.
He knows that I know.
So Jenna found what we thought was Dewan.
Really liked him.
Super nice.
Really thought we hit it off. Was totally lying to me, though. Was seeing someone and telling me he was home grieving his dead mom, which he was. I mean, he was sad. I'm sure he still is sad.
He was just being comforted by another woman.
Yes, exactly.
At least another woman.
Like taking her on fabulous trips across the country. As he's telling me, I'm just at home. I hope you know I'm just at home. I'm not texting anyone.
People grieve in different ways, Jenna.
She's sitting right there.
Fine.
You don't have to text her. She's sitting right there.
Jenna liked him so much, she sent him Yeezys.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That's the worst.
I've made better decisions. That's on me. That's my fault.
I was
just being nice and thought he really liked me. And why I'm a nice girlfriend, I would be.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And I've done the same.
At least I won't make that mistake again. But no, I don't think about it anymore.
Buy like a trip. Like I know people. In fact, I think I've done it. Like bought a trip for a person in the future, trying to get a better deal, and then broke up. But now you got the trip.
You still go together?
And you, it's
you
hard
can't
to
change the name.
It's hard
anymore.
To change name. If you do, you got to take such a hit on the price. So it's like, do I just suck it up and go on the trip with this person and be kind of miserable, but still enjoy a cool trip? Or just throw the whole thing away or go without him?
So what'd you do?
I went with her.
Oh no.
And how was the trip?
Great. It was not good. It got worse. I mean, we were not getting along, and then we got along worse as the trip. We were in one room together and trying to force it. And
did you guys kiss at all? Like, was there any chance of romance? Or that?
I think we might have kissed just a little bit, but it was. And the trip home, whoo!
Nothing like breaking up on a trip and then having to travel home together.
Yeah, and then you got to sit right next to the person.
Yeah.
And then fight over the armrest. I'm like, I'm getting this armrest. I paid for this ticket. I've been miserable for 3 days. I'm getting the armrest.
So,
well,
aren't you?
I just bought my mom a Christmas trip. I hope she doesn't break up with me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.